We had Ambassador Polyansky. We were asking him about the new missile that they have. Where is this going to go here? And then we specifically said, hey, Trump says he's got submarine missiles that can counteract that. Watch his reaction to Trump's statement.
They know we have a nuclear submarine, the greatest in the world, right off their shores. So, I mean, they're not playing games with us. We're not playing games with them either. I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either, by the way. He ought to get the war ended instead of testing missiles.
I hope he knows what he's speaking about, and hope that there are people around him that really can advise him in the right way. The right way would be to engage the meaningful consultations on arms control and maybe non-proliferation, not from the condescending stance, but from realistic stance. It's up to the Americans to decide, of course. Again, it takes two to tango, and we're not dancing at this stage at all.
The fact that the Russians have a new missile just means that we could negotiate that thing right out of existence next week if we were trying hard. There's no reason in the world to say that whatever advances that they have achieved means that, oh, now everything can only get worse from here. That's completely crazy. The Soviets and the Americans had approximately 70,000 operational nuclear weapons at the end of the Cold War, and we signed massive treaties to dismantle almost all of it. Tens of thousands of Russian nuclear missiles. There was no, you know how those Ruskies are. You just can't deal with them. Yeah, you sure as hell can. You can send armies of American army men to go over there and take their nuclear weapons apart. It's happened before if we're dealing with them in good faith. That's what happened to the former Soviet nuclear arsenal. And one more thing, Donald Trump is right that an American nuclear sub off of your coast is like a Star Destroyer in orbit. Those things can host as many as 200 H-bombs. And I don't think that's the usual compliment, but if you count all the MIRVs, you could have as many as like 220, 240 something H-bombs on one sub. That's enough to kill the entire Russian Federation with one submarine. And so when Trump talks like that, I really wish he would not talk like that. That's not a TV show. But if anybody doubts how serious that threat is and how serious the Russians absolutely have to take that, they shouldn't. Listen, it doesn't have to be this way at all. I mean, that's the whole thing of it. If you go back to just the beginning of this year when Donald Trump was inaugurated, he goes, I want to sign a new treaty with Russia and China where we all slash our nuclear arsenals down to a couple of hundred. Remember that? He goes, how about we all agree to slash our military budgets by half? And this was like, you know, Donald Trump without his leash on, without enough people lined up to whisper in his ear and tell him what the bounds of what he's supposed to think. But this is when he's just off the cuff. And he goes, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool. He said, you know what? Instead of having like this pivot from the war on terrorism in the Middle East to great power conflict with Russia and China, what if we just didn't have conflict with anyone? What if we just got along with Russia and China and we just move forward through the rest of this century and make money and be friends? That is Trump the Great. That is the guy that much of MAGA voted for and wanted. That is America first. But
I would hail that.
Yeah, and you'd be the deputy national intelligence director if that guy was the president right now. And of course, look, what we have is what we have is the infiltration of the U.S. government by the Likud, no less than under W. Bush. And it's just the president himself. It's you can't even blame Scooter Libby and Richard Pearl and the neoconservatives this time. They got Ron Dermer up there, but hell, they don't even have Elliot Abrams this time. There are no actual card-carrying neocons in the whole government, and still. You know, Miriam Adelson and i.e. Benjamin Netanyahu, they just get their way on all of these things. And it's really tragic because it just doesn't have to be this way at all. I mean, Donald Trump was never Ron Paul. And he was never going to be that. But he didn't really have to be that good to be so, so much better than the centrist so-called liberal establishment war party represented by the Bushes, Clintons, Biden, McCain, and the rest of the scum that have run this country since the end of the Cold War. He has the opportunity to just buck the entire system. He was never a senator. None of this stuff is his fault. And hell, the first time he was president, they framed him for treason with Russia and completely handcuffed him, impeached him, and all of this crap for his whole first term. So he could claim just clean slate and mandate and truly overturn this foreign policy. Here he is threatening Venezuela and maybe even like a real war for regime change in Venezuela, light infantry on the ground, you know, Iraq War II style potential catastrophe, when in fact, he could just not do that. He could just not do that at all. He could, you know, there was a book back in the Obama years by Flint Leverett and his wife, Hillary Mann Leverett, who both have been on the National Security Council during W. Bush. It was called Going to Tehran. And it said, Obama needs to not just do a nuclear deal. He needs to go to Tehran, shake hands with the Ayatollah like Nixon did with Mao, and say, okay, first, we're friends. Second, we're going to have our deputy undersecretaries figure out the details, and we're going to get along now, starting now. And that if we don't do that, they said his nuclear deal will die. Even if he gets it passed, they'll end up killing it anyway, because we still have too many huge outstanding issues with Iran. First and foremost, obviously, our relationship and their relationship with Israel and Palestine. And so how are we going to go forward on any of this stuff if we don't have a full-scale deal? Well, Donald Trump is exactly the kind of guy to say, hey, I'll go to Tehran. Look at, dude, he went and crossed the border into North Korea and shook hands with Kim. They're saying he's trying to meet up with Kim on the current trip around the world right now. This is the guy where this is the version of him where people ought to be chanting his name. You want to shake hands with Kim? We'll build statues of you. You want to invade North Korea? We burn effigies. Get it straight. We want peace. This is America first, not whatever Miriam Adelson and the Likud want. And it's just the contrast couldn't be starker, right? You look at the battles day in and day out on Twitter, inside the American right. The people want peace. And then you got the war party who are all just compromised and paid. You know, it's as simple as that.
Well, yeah, it's as simple as that. Conflict right now. Right now, the Trump that you just described is kind of hidden around a little bit. He seems to be listening to too much of these other folks. And we can only hope that he watches this show, listens to every word you said. And I would even rather have you elevate above me to go into one of those key government positions if it would get you in his ear that could help save all of us and get this risk off the table, because it's something that is desperately needed for our country and for mankind. And I really appreciate you providing such clarity on exactly what we need to do. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much, Danny. And I'm sure that's never going to happen. But President Trump, if you're listening, sir, sign up at ScottHortonAcademy.com. I think we're going to be launching tomorrow. I got 30 hours on the Terror Wars, but I talk really fast. You'll love it. You're so tall.
I'm sorry. Yeah, tell me about that. I almost missed that. Tell me about this new, I think you got a cap and stuff too. You know, pull that out.
Oh, yeah. You want to see my hat? Here we go. Not that I'm going golfing later. I'm not much of a golfer. Maybe I'll wear this boating. This is my Scott Horton Academy hat. Tom Woods, the great libertarian hero, Tom Woods from the Libertarian Institute and the Mises Institute, of course. And he has the great Liberty Classroom, which many people are familiar with. Well, he built me my own Liberty Classroom. It's called the Scott Horton Academy of Foreign Policy and Freedom. And it's gigantic courses by myself on the Terror Wars, and then coming soon also on the Cold War with Russia. And then also James Bovard, the great James Bovard, the libertarian journalist on 40 years of hard-hitting investigative journalism. Ramsey Baroud on the reality of the Israel-Palestine conflict. And the great William Buford. I'm not sure if you're friends with him, but you ought to be, man. You guys get along great. He is a former Army Ranger and officer, and was in Afghanistan training troops and all of that, probably right around the same time you were. And hosts the great Chasing Ghosts podcast, where he debunks counterinsurgency theory, as you might agree. And then also, he's an academic fellow there, and his course is Trail of Tears, American Stalemate and Military Defeat Since 1945. And all of these courses are just top of the line stuff. It's the very best stuff. And I think we're going to be launching tomorrow. So if people just go to ScottHortonAcademy.com and put your email address in there, you'll be the first to know when we go.
Very good. Well, we recommend everybody go there. It sounds like something that we desperately need. So maybe President Trump can go. Would you give him a discount on one of those hats? Because I understand he likes those hats.
That's right. Yes. Anybody on the National Security Council, or say like the vice president's staff or anything like that, wants the course, just email me and we'll hook you up with a promo code, guys.
Very good. All righty. Well, thanks very much, Scott. We'll always appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys too. Thanks so much for watching with us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Daniel Davis Deep Dive.